today against the flimsy barrier between me and Franco Begbie. My heart is pounding like a fucking drum as I rub my throbbing kneecap. There's an insistent tap from outside. Sir, are you okay in there? It's the stewardess in a casualty nurse voice. Then I hear it again, subverting reasonable tone, a flavourless transatlantic version of the one I ken so well. Mark, it's me. He hesitates. It's Frank. Are you okay in there, pal? No longer is Frank Begbie an abstract article, some phantom generated for harrowing memories in a chamber in my mind, whiffling invisibly in the air around us. He's been rendered flesh and blood in the most mundane of circumstances. He's on the other side of his biscuit earth's door. Yet I'm thinking about his expression. Even through those brief glances, I sense something markedly different about Franco, about more than how he's aged. Quite well, I consider, but then the last time I saw the cunt, he was laid out bleeding on the pavement at the foot of the walk, smashed by a speeding car, purely due to his reckless pursuit of me. That doesn't bring out the best in anybody. Now he has me trapped in this box 6 miles in the air. Sir, the stewardess rasps again, are you sick? I feel the soother of Ambien taking my panic down a notch. He can do nothing.